They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
A Mother of a Monday on Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Wall Street woke up this morning to the biggest investment bank failure in almost 20 years. Lehman Brothers has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The brokerage giant was the biggest underwriter of mortgage-backed securities in the U.S. It had around $60 billion worth of those toxic assets sitting on its books. Lehman had been looking for a buyer for some of its more valuable chunks, but yesterday the last of the buyers backed out. And Merrill Lynch is now the property of Bank of America. The country's biggest brokerage agreed to sell itself to B of A for around $50 billion. That's roughly half of what it was worth last year. And the sharks are already circling around insurance giant American International Group, as well as Washington Mutual. This is a lot to digest on a Monday morning. So to get a little perspective, we thought we'd check in with Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial. Chris, help us out here. What is going on?
I'd say we're right now at the moment of truth. The companies that were in the worst shape are now out of the picture. And the question is whether people are so nervous about taking positions that funding starts to dry up for better, healthier financial organizations. So the Fed has come in, done what they can. They've eased lending conditions for other financial firms. But it's near impossible to raise capital now. And for that reason alone, we're in sort of uncharted territory. If companies do have difficulty financing, it's not clear how they are going to do it.
What do you think of the Fed basically deciding it's not going to bail Lehman out the same way that it bailed out Bear Stearns?
Well, I think one of the concerns of the Fed is that by backstopping the Bear Stearns deal, they may have actually increased systemic risk by encouraging other firms not to clean up their act and make sure that they had adequate funding and so on. So by taking a step back here, the Fed is trying to signal that everyone has to look out for themselves now.
What about Bank of America? I mean, it's getting enormous.
Bank of America did not get into mortgages in a big way. And that means that they've got resources that these other firms just don't have. So, you know, to be a healthy bank and a big bank in this climate is going to mean big growth in market share.
Everyone now is, of course, looking to who is going to fail next or possibly be bought out next.
There's no question this morning what everyone's talking about is AIG, which has hired J.P. Morgan to look into options. I think what has people on the street scratching their heads is why the Fed and Treasury insist on putting these deadlines in place that are near impossible to meet. That was another aspect of the Lehman story. They were told to find a buyer or go out of business by Sunday.
What do you expect to see for the next 6 months?
More of the same. More pressure on financial firms and you know, until funding eases up, it's going to be a really tough year.
Chris Lowe is the chief economist with FTN Financial. Chris, thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. By The Economist, every week covering issues that matter around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, working to redefine healthcare and the patient experience with the new Miller Family Pavilion and Glickman Tower. More at meetthebuildings.com.
Big business is doing its part to try to stop the bleeding this morning. 10 banks, including Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and UBS, are creating an emergency fund of around $70 billion. Financial firms can dip into that fund to protect themselves from failure in the wake of Lehman going belly up. Could be much needed. The markets aren't even open yet, but the bears are out on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are already down more than 3% this morning, and Europe is taking a hit. London's FTSE is off more than 4%. Paris's CAC 40 has shed more than 4.5%. Germany's DAX is down 3.25%. In fact, things are looking so bleak in Europe right now that some countries are saying there's a recession in the mist, as Megan Williams reports.
Stocks in Europe took a major dip this morning with news of the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy and Bank of America's takeover of Merrill Lynch. Last week, European stocks shot up to a recent high when the U.S. government said it would take over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. But with no more short-term government shore-ups, says U.K. market strategist Joshua Raymond, Europe is bracing itself for the worst.
Yeah, any sort of relief, it always tends to give like a very short-term relief. I mean, the best example is the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac sort of scenario, but fundamentally we're on the downside here.
European Central Bank reacted to the news by saying it will lend financial institutions as much money as they need, but not by cutting interest rates. The central bank began auctioning loans at 4.25% this morning. Joshua Raymond says even with help from the ECB, Europe, and especially England, is in for a recession.
We're looking at negative growth, certainly, in the UK, I would say, and then obviously in France and Germany. And the worrying sentiment here is that France and Germany might be in a better position to return to positive growth in a nearer term than the UK.
Raymond says Germany and France are less entwined with the U.S. housing market loans, while the U.K. is closely trailing the U.S. For now, downhill. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
And on this side of the pond, much of the country is still reeling from Hurricane Ike. More than a dozen people are reported dead, and many more are missing. Ike has also dealt a huge blow to one of the country's healthiest regional economies. Houston had added more than 57,000 jobs in the past year, and home prices had been holding steady. If you have some thoughts on all of this morning, send us an email at letters@marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.